Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
By the way, Al told us he heard of a lady who had two people that had a horse in New York City, and we got this text from Kid Nation that says, "Tell Al he was watching reruns of Two Broke Girls." There was people with a horse in New York City.
No, I know the difference between a TV show and the news.
The news, and then there's the TV shows.
I know.
All right, let's get to our contestants. By the way, Jenna, that's what I like coming up after we play the game.
Okay.
Brenda, how are you doing?
Oh, hello. Good morning. I love y'all.
Love you, Brenda.
Love you, too. What are you doing right now?
I am sitting in my parking lot at work waiting to go in.
Yes, ma'am. What do you do for work?
I work for a durable medical company. We do custom rehab wheelchairs for children with disabilities.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yep.
Of course, you know, that's something we see a lot.
Kids trip is in 7 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, some of those wheelchairs,
pretty fancy.
They've come a long way.
Fancy. Yeah, fancy wheels on those wheelchairs.
No, speaking of fancy, Al, we do have a fancy caller ID on our show here. And Brenda,
what does
sexy red ladies mean?
it's a ladies apparel workout clothing line.
Oh, really?
Oh, you started your own line?
Right. I'm going to Google that.
Kelly, you should get sexy red ladies.
I'm a redhead.
Sexy red ladies.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Dash. Put a dash in there.
Put the dash in there. All right. I was just wondering because I saw it on the caller ID and I was like, hey, Brenda, what's going on over there?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? All right, Brenda, have you been keeping track of all the wrong guesses?
I have.
All right, so go ahead and hit us with yours.
1982.
Access denied.
Man, I wanted sexy red ladies to win.
Are you in Chattanooga?
Me. I am in Chattanooga. Hey, Miguel, how are you?
I'm fine, sexy red.
Okay, I'm trying to Google this.
I just Googled sexy red ladies, and I found your Facebook page. And, nice sneakers, too, by the way.
Oh, look.
You like those?
Those are cool.
Very
yeah.
nice.
I'm going to buy some of those for my next girlfriend.
All right, Chattanooga. Go get yourself some red sexy lady stuff.
Shout out, Nooga.
Absolutely.
All right. Brenda, you have a wonderful day at work today, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Awesome talking to you.
Nooga comes through strong, don't they?
I told you, man.
Yeah.
How's your best friend doing?
Mitch. Yeah. Hey, Mitch. What's the email? At me yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, JC!
Hey!
Eddie!
Hey, buddy! What's up, dog?
Hey, Big Al! What's, oh, my God!
What's up, Eddie?
I'm talking to the morning show. I got in. Oh, my God.
That's my man right there. That's
my
man. Ellie, oh, my gosh. I'm talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you're in a good mood this
What's
morning,
up, big
Eddie.
Guy?
I'm excited. I didn't have to go to work this morning. I'm going out of town. My wife waits for me at home. Shout out to my wife, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Shout out to my sister-in-law, Denise, who works at Covenant Hospital here in Lubbock, Texas. Go, Texas Tech!
Go, Lubbock!
Eddie, where you guys going?
We're going to a wedding in Austin this morning. We'll be gone all weekend long.
That's okay. Fun. That'll be fun.
You come through here, I'll buy you a beer. I gotta meet you, though.
All right, yeah, I
want to
meet you too.
All right,
can you get more than one beer? Alan?
Okay, two.
Oh, man, imagine if you win $5,000, the fun you're gonna have in Austin.
That be awesome?
I can already tell that he's a fun guy, so that's gonna be really fun.
Just give it to him.
Kelly, we can't just give $5,000. As much as I love you, Eddie, I would get fired.
Don't George, have some sort of say.
You give him $5,000, Kelly.
Yeah,
George would fire me.
You
if
got
I did that
in your purse, Kelly.
Get out, man. Hey, we love you, Eddie, but we gotta be fair.
Yeah,
I
gotta be fair.
If he wins, this is gonna sound very suspicious. If he actually wins,
yeah, right. All right, Eddie, you've been keeping track.
I have been keeping track. Yeah.
All right, Sarah, go ahead and hit us with your pen.
Okay, red sexy lady took my guess.
Okay,
so I'm gonna have to change mine to 1928.
All right.
Oh,
dang it,
Eddie.
root for everybody to win. Obviously.
Eddie would have been a good winner.
Yeah,
I would have. Heck yeah.
It would be sexy Eddie.
Yeah,
but sexy Eddie.
Red Eddie.
Sexy Eddie. You know what, Eddie? You're already winning at life, though, man. I can tell you're a really happy dude, and people love being around you because we love being just on the phone with you. So hey, I can only imagine how fun it is to be around you.
You travel safe to Austin, all right, Eddie?
Yeah, thank you. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate y'all. Love you guys.
Love you too, Eddie. And have fun with Melissa, with your wife down there. Oh, man. First-time guesses, both of those, by the way. So mark those off on your sheet. And we'll have another guest here coming up in less than 1 hour, Kid Nation. About 45 minutes away. But right now, let's get into Jenna's That's What I Like.
Right.
That's
what I like. Hey, that's what we like. Yeah. I don't know how to follow Eddie.
With energy, probably.
Okay. Yeah. It's Friday. I like that. All right. So yesterday and a few days ago, actually, we've been talking about Adele. She has this new boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And his name's Skepta.
And
you're like, who is Skepta? Yeah. And grime. And what is grime? Well, grime just happens to be something that I listen to in my spare time. And there's another rapper, not Skepta, but someone that has grown up listening to Skepta. And his name's Stormzy. I think Stormzy's such a cool name. Now, grime is all explicit. So I cannot play you any grime because grime is characterized by like a very kind of almost monotone rap style with very low bass.
Okay.
It's a garage British rap is really what grime is. But this artist Stormzy has a new-ish song out called Crown that's totally clean. And it's like a lighter R&B grime. And this is it.
Searching every corner of my mind. Searching every corner. Looking for the answers. Looking for the answers.
Rap, don't worry.
Life has its lessons. Try to be grateful and count all my blessings. But heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Amen in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, I claim it. Any little bread that I make, I have to break it.
Yeah, so they all rap with their very thick accents.
Anytime I do karaoke now, I'm rapping in a British accent. That's it.
If it's your thing, it's your thing. I work out to music like this, well, even more grime music, just because I love the British rap.
We should try and write our own British rap verse.
Okay, you do that.
16, all of us, see if we could do a British rap. That sounds so cool.
It does sound cool.
So that's the only one that's not explicit that I can play for you. Because everything else is a little harder than that. You know?
That was Stormzy? That was Adele's...
That guy's name's Stormzy.
That's not Adele's guy, though, is it?
No, his name is Skepta.
Skepta, yeah.
Skepta does not have a clean song that I can play for y'all.
Got it.
It's very hardcore. I'm easing you into grime, okay? I'm just dipping your toe in the grime water.
He's dirty.
He's dirty.
Dirty.
Okay. After winning multiple Emmys, my boyfriend and I decided we must watch this television. No, we tear through TV shows. Peaky Blinders we just finished. So much so that I've already watched the fifth season that hasn't even dropped on Netflix yet.
Whoa.
From the BBC. Uh-huh. It's that good of a show. So Peaky Blinders is a must, must, must. So now what else are we going to watch? Well, this show just won a bunch of Emmys. We really liked the girl that won for it. She's hosting SNL this weekend. And the show's called Fleabag. And there's two seasons of the show. And I actually have part of the trailer since we've never really talked about it before.
You know that feeling when a guy you like sends you a text at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday night asking if he can come and find you? Then you open the door to him like you've always forgotten he's coming over. Oh. Hi.
Oh my God, definitely not. That does nothing for you.
What? These are my clothes, boo. I've been wearing these all day.
It's really not that bad. It's really
So this show's great, by the way. It's really R-rated.
Yeah.
So not for children. But it's so great. I mean, her life's falling apart. She's really likable. But the fascinating part is she speaks to the camera and no one else can hear her speak to the camera.
Oh,
so she breaks
like,
the third wall. So not like The Office.
Like Saved by the Bell.
No, the one on Netflix with Spacey.
House of Cards.
He did that, right?
Okay.
So she'll be mid-scene speaking to a character and she will completely break the third wall and she speaks her thoughts. So it's very cool and she does it so effortlessly and the show's hilarious but it is dirty. So, you know, like I said, R-rated, but it's excellent. It's really grown on us.
Fleabag.
It's great. I mean, she just won a bunch of Emmys for it. So she wrote it and stars in it.
nice.
Really talented. Really, really cool. Okay, did y'all see my story, JC? I think you probably did this week. I saw a bunch of celebrities posting this app called Gradient. And it takes a photo, whatever photo you want to upload, and it will give you the transition from you and four photos into the celebrity that you most resemble.
Yeah, yours was a little off.
So I posted a photo of myself from a wedding, that wedding in Mexico I went to. I thought I looked really chic with my hair parted down the middle and back. And then the celebrity it gave me, I'm seeing celebrities post it, and it's like, you look like Jennifer Lawrence. You look like, you know, some other hot celebrity. And it told me that I look like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Hey, he's the world's fastest man.
I'm not sure why that happened. However, this is really fun to play with. It usually gives you very attractive people, so I'm not sure why it turned me into
a handsome man.
Well, I went from myself to a handsome man, so I have some thinking to do about that this weekend. But
I actually think, like, if you guys had a baby, I would think it would look like the second picture in your gradient, and that's a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe
I kept
really
trying mine, and it didn't really give me anything else to show y'all. So, but anyway, it's really fun and great, and I did boyfriend. Anyway, it's just one of those things that it's fun to sit there and do with your kids and with your significant other.
What
celebrity?
Like?
Oh, he's going to have to remind me. It was an attractive, older, white male celebrity.
Oh,
and
dude?
I forget, with gray hair. Uh-huh. Yeah, I forget who it was. You need to text me, baby, and let me know who it was. It was really good, though. Okay, now every morning Anna tells us what the national holiday is.
Right.
And you think, oh my gosh, there's so many of these. These are stupid. How do people get these? You can get one. You can get one. I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
You have to be approved, so it can't be too ridiculous. And usually it's best if done on behalf of your business, or maybe we could make one for the show. But you go to nationaldayarchives.com. Hey, I think this is a great gift idea if you really want to impress someone. You don't have to pay. It just gets approved. And I don't know what the waiting time on that is. I submitted for a day, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, nationaldayarchives.com.
Well, you can't just leave it at that. What did you submit for?
Fittish.
Oh, for Fittish. Oh, for Fittish Day.
I thought it'd be really good in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to be Fittish. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'll let you know. I just did it when I came across it. I thought it'd be fun. But but that's where you go, National Day Archives. So if you want to impress someone, it might be really cool to get that. You get a certificate, and then it'll actually be on that calendar.
It'd be fun, like, maybe to pick a name that's kind of dying out and say, you know, it could be like National Judy Day.
Judy.
Something like that.
Oh, sorry to all the Judys out there.
I'm just saying, like, that's a name that's dying out.
National Jive Turkey Day?
Yeah.
I love Jive Turkey.
I know you do.
I would love to bring Jive Turkey back.
National Jive Turkey Day.
National Moded Day.
Moded.
Moded.
What's that?
That's what you used to say back in school.
Demoted.
You did?
Yeah.
Demoted.
You, somebody did something and got you, and you're like, moted.
We didn't say that. We said, fry your eye. We said that a lot. That might have been a South Carolina
all
thing.
All apply for those days.
All right.
National fry your eye day.
I'm going to apply for National Male Nipple Appreciation Day. Because I feel like those guys don't get the love.
No. You get.
I've already been contacted.
Okay.
I've already been contacted. It just came through.
Oh, it did?
Yes. An initial review. They reserve premium. They think it might be a premium day. That means they're probably going to want me to pay, right?
Of course. Yeah, they want you to pay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's Jenna's what she's into this week. Check it out at KidNation.com. And we got some new music out, including Justin Bieber with Dan and Shay. You get to hear what that sounds like next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we didn't find a winner for Beat the Bank ATM, but it's okay because we'll give you another shot here, Kid Nation, in about 30 minutes. Less than 30 minutes, actually.
Cool.
Less than a TV show, as I tell my kids, from winning $5,000. Also, we got Showbiz Top 5 in about 20 minutes with Kelly Raspberry. Some new music came out, and we've been talking about this for a couple days now because he just got married, and they were at his wedding, and they came out with a song together, Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber. And the name of the song is called 10,000 Hours.
I spent 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything
country swag right there.
As a hit.
10,000 hours, Dan O'Shea, Justin Bieber, and that's going to be played at a bunch of weddings this year.
Another hit.
Another hit from the Biebs. Camila Cabello. She has a new song out. This one's called Cry For Me.
Yeah, she should be thanking me. Ooh, who's gonna touch you like me? Yeah, tell me who can make you forget about me. When I said I hope you're happy, didn't mean it. Never thought you'd be so good at moving on. When I'm lying wide awake, you're probably sleeping. Then maybe what I'm thinking is wrong. I want you to cry.
Who is she singing about? About moving on so fast.
Very fast.
Is it Matthew? Have you talked to Matthew Hussey?
I have not. I'm sure he would give me all the scoop. One quick text message.
I know, I still want to ask him, but he probably wouldn't talk about it.
She left him in the dust.
But she's kind of saying like he kind of moved on a little fast there. I don't know if she is talking about her personal life.
I don't know. I just know that he's all work. And the fact that he's not down long enough to have a girlfriend was pretty shocking.
He's back to work.
He's very busy.
He is a busy dude.
And his work
so is
an auditorium full of women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tough job. Tough gig.
Beautiful women, too, by the way.
Typically,
yeah. Niall Horan, finally, buddy. Been waiting for some new songs from Niall Horan. And he finally came through. Now, I love This Town. When he came out with This Town, that was one of my favorite songs when it came out. This one's called Nice to Meet You.
I like the way you talk, I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. But every time I turn around, you disappear.
Three so far today with new music. Niall Horan, nice to meet
you. Good, buddy.
You sound
pretty nice.
And sounds like psychedelic.
A little bit, yeah. I get that
Arctic
vibe.
I like Arctic Monkeys, but Harry Styles likes that band. That makes sense.
It kind of sounds like something Harry would have sang as well. Travis Scott, the recently single or separated Scott
from which one though?
He probably got two girls, so we don't know.
Now but he's anyway. Monogamous.
Yeah,
right.
But he's got a new single out. It's called Highest in the Room. Man, I want to be Travis Scott's guy.
Yeah.
That guy's making some money because he's got at least 10 yas in the song.
Is he his own guy? He might layer it.
Oh, you think Travis is his own guy?
He might be his own guy.
Yeah.
And he layers it.
I think he can outsource. He's got the money for outsourcing his guy.
Might as well get your own guy. Designated guy.
And I'll cheap.
Yeah.
I'll charge you $2 per yeah.
That's too cheap. Selling yourself too cheap.
But in the album, that's going to be per play, too.
Yeah,
I got to get some royalties as well,
okay,
of course.
Okay,
come on,
some
bro.
Points.
All right, Dan O'Shea with Justin Bieber, 10,000 hours. Camila Cabello, Cry For Me, Niall Horan, Nice to Meet You, Travis Scott, Highest in the Room.
Yeah.
That's the new music out today.
Yeah.
Got the list up at KidNation.com for you later on.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jacobs, Vera Wang, Oscar, and Gucci. Buy something nice for your wife or OG. Beat the bag. Beat the bag.
something nice for your wife or your...
What? Need love, too, dog. Can't forget about it.
Okay.
I need love. It's been a week of love around here, dog.
It's been a week of love around here?
A week of love, yeah.
How so?
I'm just saying we saw a display of love and forgiveness yesterday.
Okay.
On the court.
That's right.
Gotta have love, dog.
Gotcha.
Love.
I gotcha. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. I love y'all. I listen to y'all every day from
6 a.m. till 10
a.m.
Oh, Teresa.
You are what we call a P1.
Yes.
Thank you.
So every day when I get to work, I switch on my computer and listen to you as I work.
Well, you're lucky your boss lets you do that, or are you the boss?
No, I'm not.
You should be
the boss, man.
What do you do for work?
I'm an office admin.
Okay, office admin.
All right.
You're working your way up to be the boss, I bet.
I'm good.
Sit right here.
She's fine where she's at.
I'm not in there for yeah.
All right. Well, we want to give you a nice little $5,000 bonus here, but all you need, but you need that pin to get that $5,000, Teresa. What do you think it is?
So I believe that number 9, 8, number one, which calls number one, so two. So my numbers are 9, 8, 1, 2.
Okay. Really.
Oh, Teresa.
Teresa, we are spirit animals because that was my number.
Guess? That was Al's guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to your bar one time. I took the whole family.
Oh, cool.
Oh, the whole family. So you're not single, huh?
Unfortunately, you were gone.
Yeah. Al, come on, bro.
I'll be there tonight. Come on back.
All right, Teresa, you have a wonderful day at work. Nice chatting with you.
Yep.
And let's move on here with our second guest, Dana.
Hello.
Hello, Dana. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just sitting here enjoying this beautiful morning. Excited that I got through.
I'm excited, too.
I'm excited you got through, too, Dana. You've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses?
Oh, yes. Yes. Every morning.
All right. Okay, good. So we, let's try to see if you can score that $5,000. What do you think the pin is?
I think it is 1, 2, 8, 9.
All right.
Access denied.
Yeah. Same order.
No.
Same order. Hey, it might have been a tricky one.
Yeah.
You
know? Yes.
All right, Dana. Well, you enjoy your morning, okay? And thank you for calling us.
Okay, thank you.
Love ya. All right, the two more new guesses right there.
Yep.
No repeats thus far with Beat the Bank ATM. You have another chance to win that $5,000 on Monday when we come back at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. And coming up next, let's get good vibes going. It's time for some Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation.
Okay.
Whatever
you're feeling good about.
Yeah.
And that should make you feel
we want a smile going into the weekend, so give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us why you're having such an awesome day. It could have been something that happened this week to you. It's something you might be looking forward to. Something that's happening today. But as long as it's going to make us feel good because you're feeling good, we want to hear about it, and we'll talk to you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
All right, it's time for Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Why are you smiling going into the weekend, Kid Nation? We can go around the room here because I know we have a Feel Good Friday going on. Mine is my son's football game is at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and not 8 in the morning.
You're so lucky.
I finally get to sleep in just a little bit. Big Al, what's your Feel Good?
Well, you know, I'm still horse shopping, so that's making me feel good. Just a possibility. Sometimes it's not even getting what
it's
you...
It's just a possibility.
It's a possibility. The anticipation makes me happy. What about you, Kelly?
I don't have anything on my calendar until I have to pick up my daughter from school at 3:45.
Oh, that's the best feeling.
It's completely a blank page.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Watch something come up.
Jenna?
I just scored 2 free tickets to J Balvin tonight. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I've never seen him before.
With the boyfriend?
I think I'll take the boyfriend, yes.
That's Anna, awesome. What are you feeling good, Anna?
Oh, I'm feeling good because tonight I'm having a girls' night with some girlfriends.
Nice.
Drinking wine, eating cheese. Very excited.
You guys going out or staying in?
No, it's a stay-in
thing. Stay-in girl
night,
okay.
For sure.
Watch some shows, some movies. Okay.
Yeah, feeling good.
What's your favorite cheese? Let's do King of Cheese again.
No.
It worked so well yesterday.
We can't do it 2 days in a row.
I thought of more.
What's up, Jessica?
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. Why are you feeling good going into the weekend?
Because I am surprising my husband with tickets to the Cowboy game this Sunday.
All right.
Ooh, Cowboys.
I'm super excited. Yeah.
It's going to be a big game versus the Green Bay Packers.
The Packers.
Yes. Coming off of a loss, I'm so excited. I'm so stoked.
Well,
I love you guys. So good morning to all of you.
We love you too, Jessica. You guys have fun at the game. Lucky. Right. What's up, Hannah?
Hey, how's it going?
Right.
I am so jealous of what you're doing this weekend.
I am headed to Abbott Extreme Sports Park in Guthrie, Oklahoma to play a huge paintball scenario with my family's team, Syndicate Family.
You're doing a whole weekend of just paintballing?
Yes, we will play 6 hours on Saturday and about 4 hours total on Sunday.
A lot of bruises. You're going to be banged up, but having fun, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a blast, especially when you get to play with your family.
All right. Is it indoor or outdoor?
All outdoor.
All outdoor. And luckily, the weather is going to be a little bit cooler for you guys, I hope, this weekend.
Hopefully no rain, too.
Yeah, hopefully no rain. I don't know. Muddy paintballing seems pretty fun, too.
Yeah, that could work. Yeah. Have fun.
We should go paintballing.
About that.
Come on,
JC. This is Kelly. Kelly, this is JC.
Well, then Kelly said she's adventurous now that she's married to Alan. Remember?
Still I said balls. That.
You're positive.
She's
you
ball.
Said you're positive.
Hey, we're 2 years into this marriage. I can drop the fake stuff.
Yeah. What's up, Andrea?
Oh, man. Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. So you did something that you've been waiting to do for a couple years. What'd you get?
Say again?
I paid my car off today.
You paid your car off?
It's paid off! You own it outright.
Yes, I do.
You won a race for slips? I wonder if people actually do that.
Yeah,
like in Fast and Furious.
I'm sure they do.
Put up the slip. Andrew, congratulations. That's a big deal.
Hope it doesn't break down today.
Yeah, can you? That always happens.
Always happens. Something off.
I never paid a car off because you know the day you do, that's the day things start going wrong. What's up, Brittany?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
How are y'all? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I have so many feel goods, y'all. Oh. So, for starters, we just bought our first home.
Oh, wow.
And it's awesome. It's 1,700 square feet of pure bliss. Then, second, you guys, I just left the yard sale, so there's that. And then the last and very top at my list, I'm going to see Billie Eilish on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So you got some tickets.
I'm so excited.
No, Kelly, you were trying to go, weren't you?
Well, I think I am.
You are going to go?
I'm okay. I'm going to make a few texts today and make sure.
Maybe Brittany can take you.
Yeah, that will call always makes me nervous.
Yeah, oh, will call, because... I'm so afraid I'll show up and my name's not there.
Every time you lay that license down, they're like,
Nope. Don't have anything for you.
But I drove an hour. Sorry. Any tickets available? Nope.
This is my child's face.
Right.
Nope. Yeah,
nope. Sorry about you. Brittany, you have fun at the concert and congratulations on the new home.
Uh-huh.
And whatever you bought at the yard sale. Oh, we got a sweet one here from Lizzie. Hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
So, Liz, what do you got going on?
I'm going to bowling this weekend.
Really?
Bowling?
Who are you bowling with?
I'm bowling with my Special Olympics team.
Oh. Good for you. Oh.
Nice, Lizzie. How long have you been bowling? Lizzie?
I think they're listening to the radio a little
bit. Yeah, I got you. Well, Lizzie's going to go bowling with her Special Olympics team.
Yeah, we're very excited for you, Lizzie. It's hard because you want to hear yourself on the radio. And then you've got to stop and talk.
Lizzie, you officially made it. You're famous. You're a famous bowler and radio personality now, Lizzie.
Strike.
Let us know how you do, Lizzie. Congrats. Let's go here with Evan. What's up, Evan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Going awesome. So you got something special going on today?
Yeah, it's my birthday weekend this weekend, the big 2-5 for me.
Yeah?
It took the weekend off. I normally have to work on Fridays and Saturdays, but I gave myself some time off. I just got home from dropping my girlfriend off at work today, and I am going to spend my morning relaxing on my balcony, listening to a jazz record, and drinking some coffee.
Wow.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a good soul there.
That's a good start, brother.
Autumn Jazz is a great playlist, by the way. Just Google Autumn Jazz.
Hmm.
I'll have to check it out, but I actually listen on my record player. That's the whole thing.
Oh!
Okay, I see.
Are you a time traveler, Evan?
You know, I have been told I have an old soul, Kelly. I think that you would like me a little bit for that.
Yeah, you
would. I would love that.
By the way, Big Al Mac once played a jazz DJ in a movie. You should check that out while you're at
Let's
it.
Let's have some Scud Bucket.
Yeah, intro this song right here, Al. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Here we got the smooth sounds of WKMG. All smooth jazz. Get your coffee. Get your cigar, or maybe your pipe and your ascot, and just sit back and enjoy this.
I wish you a happy birthday to Evan.
Happy birthday, Evan.
There you go.
Thanks so much, Al. Yeah, that's my plan, just minus the cigar.
There you go. See, yeah, no smoking.
Nasty.
Evan, happy birthday, buddy. You enjoy that day out to yourself with the coffee and the jazz.
Wow, that's like out of a movie.
Right?
Yeah, that was pretty good, buddy. I don't know how you do that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.